Many Obama administration initiatives have been under attack during the 2016 presidential race, but perhaps no policy has been more maligned than the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The 12-nation trade agreement among Pacific Rim countries has been hailed by proponents as a way to ease trading relationships with a huge chunk of the global population, but those in opposition say it's a massive document that will cost the U.S. jobs. Perhaps no one has spoken more strongly against the agreement than Vermont Senator and former Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders. In remarks at the Democratic National Convention Monday night, Sanders doubled down in his opposition to TPP in this or any future administration.
We have got to make sure that TPP does not get to the floor of the Congress in the lame duck session.
But former Agriculture Secretary John Block sees some hope for the agreement. While it might be a long shot, he says Republican candidate Donald Trump might be able to work out his differences on the agreement.
It is conceivable if he could rework the trade some and get a few concessions that he could promote and use politically, then he might go ahead and accept a trade agreement.
Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton, Block says, is in a little tougher place.
This whole convention of hers is all these no TPP. Boy, there were signs everywhere. So I'm kind of thinking that there's a pretty powerful element in the Democrat Party that's going to hold her back on that issue. Although, in the end, maybe they can get it done.
The agreement is widely supported by agricultural interests who see it as a way to increase exports and foreign market share. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.